Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to be off air a couple days next week. And when I am, we're going to be rebroadcasting what you just heard in the last hour. Absolutely incredible. Unbelievable. We had a very popular actor, a lot of different TV shows and stuff, movies. We had Dean Haglund on, one of the stars. Well, he was in X-Files. He was also, of course, one of the main stars in The Lone Gunman. And their pilot episode was the government hijacking a jet by remote control to fly it into the World Trade Center to bring in martial law and to be able to invade countries. And the government was going to do it and have NORAD stand down by having a drill. But it wasn't really a drill. And then, a few months later, the exact same thing happened in reality with drills using it to have NORAD stand down. And he said that he believes, obviously, that the government is behind 9/11. And he went on to talk about how the CIA and NASA would plant stories with them, give them suggestions. Unbelievable interview. I mean, and this guy, literally, I got a call 3 hours before he showed up at my house by a producer going, you want to talk to Dean Haglund? Well, he's in your neighborhood. And Dean Haglund showing up at my door. I mean, my life is an X-Files episode. It's weird, folks. Real weird. But I don't know. Just, it's a lot of fun. It's scary, though, because we're dealing with real stuff. But an amazing interview. We have an admiral coming on here in 30 minutes. You do not want to miss this interview. What the admiral is doing is admirable, prodigious, in the greatest term I can use to describe the level of it. They're going after Lord Bush's nominee, Alberto I Love Torture, We're Above the Law Gonzalez. And so that is coming up here in about 27 minutes. You do not want to miss that. Before we get the guest on, we will take some calls. I'm going to give each caller about a minute or so because I want you all to have a chance to get involved on air. We even have some open lines. Here's the number for the first time today. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It is the 17th day of December, 2004. And I'm here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Not just going out on the AM and FM dial from Rochester, New York, to Pensacola, Florida, to Los Angeles, California, but simulcasting on global shortwave at 9.985 during the day and 3210 at night, and the internet at InfoWars.com and InfoWars.net. Christians face 47 years in prison for reading Bible praying on street. This is mainstream news. This is not France or Germany. This is the United States. Man dies after police use taser gun on him. Some sicko from the pit of Lucifer's nest went in and murdered a young woman who was 8 months pregnant and stole the baby, cut it out of her. That's just some of what's coming up. Lord Bush to sign the USA Patriot Act 2 and the National ID card in a Capitol White House celebration. It is actually described by the Associated Press as a celebration. Celebrate, come on, yeah. Everything is good. We're destroying America, getting the slaves hogtied in our threat continuum so we can have our little minions. Very disgusting. So I'll recap and go over some of that as well. Again, the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air after this break, and then I'll go back into some of these top news stories. But I'm just blown away by the video interview I did on tape last night with Dean Haglund and the one I did just now in the last hour on this worldwide transmission against tyranny.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've got a retired admiral coming on to talk about why his organization, he's the dean of a law school, is going after Alberto I Love, Torture, Bush is Above Federal Law, Gonzalez. That's coming up in about 25 minutes. Right now, let's go to the calls, and I'll plunge back into the news. John in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. The U.S. Marine Corps at Quantico, Virginia, has an X-Files division, and it uses robot aircraft for urban combat. Its logo was a dragon eating the World Trade Center before 9-1-1.
Yeah, I know. I was there for that urban warfare training drill in 99. That's in my film, Police State 2000.
Yeah, that's it. And they had a another logo of a crosshairs on a building that looked just like the
that
World Trade Center.
That was the 1999 anti-terrorism official FEMA report.
Metropolis, Project Metropolis.
And it showed crosshairs exactly on the points that were hit, yeah.
And what did Mr. Hagelin say to you about the lone gunman being copied from Operation Northwood?
You know, I should have, again, I interviewed him last night. I mentioned Northwoods to him. He was not aware of it.
Wow.
In the video interview we did. But you heard him say that the CIA and NASA would go to the parties. They would call up. They'd plant stories on them. They've named spy satellites after X-Files characters and episodes. And he said, yeah, a lot of the stories were basically given to him by the government. He came out and just said that last hour. And that he believes the government was behind 9/11.
Well, he's got to be scared to death when he sees your video and looks up Operation Northwoods for himself.
He has seen the video now.
Yeah.
I gave him a copy last night.
And that'll soak in. That'll take a few days to soak in. But when he looks up Operation Northwoods, he's going to realize where that story came from, and it's real.
Yeah. Now, again, folks, we aired it last hour. I'm not going to play it again. It's on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. The pilot episode, and they had a whole bunch of episodes, but it was the first one, written in March of 2000, written right before that, shot in March of 2000, the secret government group hijacks a jumbo jet by remote control to fly it into the World Trade Center for martial law and to invade Afghanistan, basically. And the cover is that it's just a war game scenario, but no, it's real, because the Cold War is over, John, is what he said. Pun intended, you're John, but in the film, the Cold War is over, John, and so they need a new enemy, the War on Terror, and then exactly that happens. So it's war game drills to stand down. It's the same target, why the government's doing it, remote control, all of this. I mean, this, and he basically said, yeah, they would plant stories on us. Did you hear that?
Yes, Hollyweird is a strange place anyway, but they're...
Well, he said it's the outward extension of the globalist propaganda.
Yeah, and it's terrifying that they were so accurate.
Well, I mean, they were 99%. The 1% is that in the movie, they stopped the plane from flying into the center.
I would like to think that that was some good, honest CIA agent trying to stop the September 11th attacks.
They weren't supposed to declassify Northwoods. Somebody took it out of the classified area, put it in those stacks, and then Bamford found it. And then they admitted it's real and confirmed it. So, yeah, no, we have good people in the government. Look, who do you think called me up, even before we had Hilton on and I got from the different source, the government was running a drill that morning of flying hijacked jets. Then 2 months after we report that, the CIA comes out in the Associated Press and goes, yeah, it's true, but it's just a coincidence, and puts their spin on it. So, I mean, a lot of good people care. I've got an admiral coming on in 20 minutes to talk about Gonzalez, how bad he is.
Yeah, that's scary that 30 million illegal aliens get a driver's license and fake ID today when Bush signs that paperwork.
Yeah, no, this is the amnesty. Actually, this bill isn't just a national ID card for us and Patriot Act 2, a lot of sections of that. It actually says we'll accept all theirs, give them cards, and accept matricula. So it makes us more open to attack, as Ron Paul said, not just my opinion, people. Ron Paul said it's in the bill. Thanks for the call. I mean, come on. It just, of course, if you believe this bill is good for America, you probably believe that CIA exposer, Pulitzer Prize winner Gary Webb, shot himself twice in the face with a revolver. It's impossible. But the coroner says, it happens. Yeah, it happens in Arkansas when Fami Malek's the medical examiner. Let's talk to Eric in Connecticut. Eric, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Welcome from Beelzebub's Sandbox.
That's right. How close are you to New Haven up there?
I'm about an hour, I'd say about 45 miles to the east of New Haven.
From the tomb, headquarters of the Order of Death.
Exactly. Hey, Alex, I'm glad you brought up the whole thing with Gary Webb. There's a clip on whatreallyhappened.com, Michael Rivero's website, where there is a graphic film, and I say this is very...
No,
frightening.
we have links to it on prisonplanet.com, and to explain to folks, these are people who've blown their heads off on live TV.
Yes. Well,
it's happened quite a few times, and it shows you what happens when you put one bullet into your head. You don't then cock the revolver and do it again.
No, I know a few things about firearms, Alex, and as most gun owners will know, firearms are measured. Their power is measured by kinetic energy. Now, they say Vince Foster killed himself with a .38. Most often, exit wounds will not occur with a .38 unless it's plus P's. .357 is like 300 pounds at the muzzle. At a .38 will have maybe 150. A shotgun, anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 foot-pounds. So the bottom line is, you put a gun in your mouth and you swallow a bullet, you ain't going to cock the gun and pull the trigger again.
Because look, you can put a gun to somebody's head with blanks, it almost always kills them.
That's right. Gas
blows a chunk of your skull in. Imagine, folks, it'd be like popping an 18-wheeler tire in your mouth. Just the blast alone knocks out your teeth and sends you back flying.
That's right.
No. Gary Webb shot himself twice in the head.
Yeah.
That's what the coroner says, and so just believe it.
Well, you know what, Alex? I've come to the conclusion that a lot of these officials, I wouldn't believe them if they told me rain was wet. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, the official coroner, it was not a shotgun. He shot himself twice in the head with a 38 special. Just bigger than a 38, smaller than a, you know, less powder than a 357. Let us now talk to, it's considered a high-powered handgun. Let's now talk to Rick in California. Rick, hello.
Hi, Alex. I just had a quick question. With the Patriot Act 2 and the National ID card passed, how soon do you think we will actually see everything that is in written in the bill implemented? I mean,
It could be 10 years, or it could be next week if the globalists decide to set a city on fire with a suitcase nuke, a stone burner.
Do you think that, because I firmly believe that within 10 years we'll see full military presence in the street and checkpoint.
Well, what do you think the police call themselves? Paramilitary. They call us civilians. Well, they're civilians too, but no, not anymore. We're in occupied territory. When you got police calling you civilians, whether they know it or not, in their own handbooks, this is a military dictatorship, and now they're saying they're getting rid of Posse Comitatus, and you see troops all over the country.
You know, I wonder what's
going to happen. But not on the border, brother.
And I wonder how it's going to be with all the protesters at the inauguration day. You know,
well, the protesters are saying they're going to turn their back, and you know, there were protesters throwing eggs at the armored vehicle and
I remember
that last time, but...
I wonder if they're just going to be openly arresting the people, turning their backs. I wonder if they'll even they'll do that in front of everybody.
Well, they already do it. In New York, sir, over 2,000 innocent people, small children, families, tourists, conservative writers for The Spectator, AP writers, BBC reporters were just massively arrested. I mean, they would just be walking down the street and they just form these orange nets and just net everybody. And then go put them in a camp.
When you were reporting that at the RNC, did you get any film footage of any of that?
Yes.
Because I have American Dictators. I really didn't see any of that in there.
American Dictators was made before the election.
Okay. Will you do another documentary including all that?
Yeah, I'm making it right now. There's a trailer. There's a trailer for it on Infowars.com. It's called Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State.
Oh, great. Oh, great. Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Appreciate the call. Yes, that's why I've been working 18 hours a day again. I'm making the film on top of doing this radio broadcast and everything else, doing the radio interviews, doing interviews with people like Haglund when he comes into town. Just never stop. That's why I'm taking off a few days next week. Because I deserve it. I found actually when I take breaks, I'm able to work harder and more instead of just burning myself out. But I've not had more than a two-day vacation in... 5-6 years. Then I hang around, get the chores done around here and here in Austin a little bit next week. But I'll be here on Monday. Okay, let's take another call. Steve in Ohio, welcome, sir.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I have a technical question to ask you. Those videos that you produced, I think that I really love the video graphics and the animation. Was that expensive, and did you have to do that yourself? I mean, how was all of that compiled, like especially in your Police State 3 video? It's just amazing.
Well, I had to pay computer artists, and I mean now, whereas my first films, literally, I shot the video, did everything myself, edited it myself, and they're still great videos, my first 4 or 5 videos.
Right.
The newer ones, you know, may have as many as 10 people working on them.
Well, I mean, how do you arrange that, though, when you're doing that? Because there's so much stuff that you can't impart everything to them. I mean, they have to know what to do. I mean,
no, I have to sit there and tell them everything to do.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, I just thought that.
I'm going to be sitting there. I'm doing a video shoot tonight for some inserts in the film.
Right.
And then I'm going to be, that's at 8 o'clock. And then at midnight, I'm going to go in and look at another team. Two people that's editing and look at the work they've done.
Yeah. So you actually, it costs a lot of money to have that done, doesn't it?
Yeah, it costs a lot of money. Yeah, we have to sell thousands of videos before I get the money back.
Right, I see. Okay, one other thing I want to tell you.
That's why I sell them for $5.95 to make $2
right.
a piece, and that's why I let you make copies, because I don't care about money. Whatever money comes in here, I spend on fighting the New World Order.
Yeah, that's. I give you a credit. I mean, I just think it's amazing. It seems like a lot goes into those. But also, I was going to tell you, Lou Dobbs, I don't like mainstream too much, but Lou Dobbs has a great report on immigration all the time on his 6 o'clock report.
Yes.
And I'll tape some of those for you, because I got a lot of those on tape, and they're pretty unbiased about the immigration thing. They're pretty much against it.
I know, but there is a dangerous stiletto concealed beneath the robes.
Oh, really?
And I'll tell you what they're doing when we get back. Thanks for the call. Stay with us.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The globalists want the knowing people out there to be terrified of them and then to further dumb down and delude the general population. But the coroner to come out and go, "I've had hundreds of calls because we said there were two gunshot wounds to Gary Webb's head." People saying that's impossible. Well, it sounds impossible, but it does happen sometimes. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And then you ask, well, how'd they get the suicide note? Well, the assassins will sit you down and go, "We're going to kill you. Write this note saying this, and we won't kill your children. We won't kill your wife." And you write the note, or they have somebody write the note, and they go put it on the door, and they pop you a couple times in the head. You know, they shoot you once and stand over you, and maybe the bullet went the wrong direction, didn't quite hit the brain. You might still live, so they go ahead and give you another pop. Or they shoot you twice in the head to make it obvious and then throw it in your face that, oh, he just, you know, this is normal. Again, I'll never commit suicide. And they could probably shoot me 45 times in the head and dice me up in little pieces and then bottle me in mayonnaise jars or something. And then Alex Jones cut himself up in little pieces, put himself in a mayonnaise jar, and then delivered himself to the moon before he, again, went and worked for Santa Claus and then the Tooth Fairy. It's unbelievable. They just do this on purpose, and I just can't get over it. I have a lot of trouble getting over it. In fact, I don't want to make a sick joke out of this, but it'd be like saying this woman cut out her own baby. And that's how ridiculous this is, how sick this is. Just a horrible story, and my thoughts and prayers, I hope your prayers go out to the family. Just so horrible. I mean, just pray for these people. This is... Amber Alert issued for missing fetus. A 23-year-old woman who was 8 months pregnant was killed yesterday, and the fetus was taken from her body, authorities said. Sheriff's deputies were investigating the afternoon killing of a woman, and they were searching for the baby who they believe could have survived. Nottoway County Sheriff's Ben Epsby said somebody was wanting a baby awfully bad. The sheriff's issued an Amber Alert for the missing fetus. Police are searching for an 8-month-old Caucasian female fetus. It also suggested that things to look for in the case, including bloody clothing or towels, possible health issues with the fetus, and a freshly cut umbilical cord. And this is out of Skidmore, MO. Is that Missouri or Montana? I'm brain dead. What is MO? Missouri, that's what I thought, but hey, we got affiliate there in Kansas City and a couple other stations around that state. Man, this is just, I hope people are looking for whoever this demon is. Bobby Joe Stinnett was killed at about 3 p.m., and the unborn child was removed from her body by the person or persons who committed the crime. Stinnett's mother found her strangled to death inside her home, who called police at 3:38 p.m., Kansas City, Missouri. Yeah, it was Kansas City, Missouri. Just horrible. TV station KMBC reported paramedics tried to revive her, but she was later pronounced dead at St. Francis Hospital in Maryville, Missouri. And I'm surprised the police haven't blamed her for it. I mean, they say that Gary Webb shot himself twice in the head. Again, she was obviously somebody murdered her and stole the child. But if the government had done this, again, they'd probably blame it on her. I'm not even joking, folks. This is what they do with Gary Webb. And by the way, people get so angry about this, and they should. This is disgusting. It hurts my heart. But they don't care about abortion of 8-month-old babies. I mean, even Dick Gephardt wanted to ban partial birth abortion. And then Bush crafted a bill that didn't even do that. With loopholes, you could fly a 747 through. And her husband, she survived by her husband, and so they were looking forward to the baby and to being a family. Oh, my heart goes out to this lady, this poor, dear lady. God bless her. People cannot face up to evil. Think of a slime bag, the demon, the pit of hell dweller. There is a hell, folks, who would go in and strangle a woman and then cut the baby out of her. Cut the baby out of her. This is horrible. And I don't like talking about stuff like this. I mean, this is right out of Helter Skelter. Charlie Manson. And it's either some completely psychopathic individual who did want a baby. It's probably devil worshippers. And, heaven help us. Just pray for this woman's family. This is so horrible. Oh, suffer the little children. How has it gotten this bad? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202, or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202. I have no problem for an Amber Alert system that truly goes after vicious criminals, but we already had an Amber Alert system, and that was called radio and TV and print reporting on crimes as they happen. And in Kansas City, where we have an affiliate, KCXL, a demon of hell, or demons, probably multiple people, strangled a woman in her home at 3 o'clock yesterday and cut the 8-month-old baby out of her. The police believe the baby is still alive. Look for people with an infant that's sick or has some medical problems, bloody rags, things of this nature. Just have your eyes peeled. All over that state and other states, and it's just absolutely heartrending that they would murder this young mother. And imagine the father coming home to this. It just makes me sick. We have a responsibility to get the word out on this, and so please, please keep your eyes open on this situation there in the Missouri and Kansas areas. They could have already gotten into Oklahoma or Texas. Basically all over the central area of the country, and we need to all be keeping our eyes open for this, because I want to catch who did this. I mean, we haven't seen stuff like this since Charlie Manson. All right, I digress there for a second into that issue we were covering in the last segment. We are joined by retired Admiral John Hudson, retired Rear Admiral, Here's the headline out of the New York Times. Ex-military lawyers will oppose Gonzalez. Several former high-ranking military lawyers say they are discussing ways to oppose President Bush's nomination of Alberto I Love Torture Bush is Above the Law Gonzalez to be attorney general, asserting that Gonzalez's supervision of legal memorandums that appeared to sanction harsh treatment, torture of detainees, even torture, showed unsound legal judgment. He's the guy that said Bush isn't just above international law, which is bad enough. We're signatories to the Geneva Convention and others. And then when our troops get captured, this will happen to them, and how can we complain? But also, Alberto Gonzalez, and I've had congressmen on, we've read the memos, this was 8-9 months ago on air, says Bush is above federal law. And now, 2 weeks ago, federal prosecutors argued, and the court agreed, they can torture you and then use that as evidence in court. Not even the Nazis would torture you and then use it in court. They knew to hide it. So we're kind of trekking into new territory of evil here. And joining us is retired Admiral John Hudson, now Dean and President of the Franklin Pierce Law Center in Concord, New Hampshire. And it says Hudson and others are opposing Bush's nomination for Alberto I Love Torture Gonzalez. Admiral, it is a real honor to have you on with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, although it's unfortunate that we are even having to have these sorts of conversations, but thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Well, you bet. I mean, I'm considered a paleo conservative. I'm not, you know, some liberal who doesn't like Bush, but Bush is really appointing a lot of either people who aren't fit or who are despots. Tell us about yourself and why you're doing this, why others are doing this, and some of the ideas you have, and why you want to block Alberto Gonzalez.
Well, you know, I spent 28 years in the Navy and retired as the Judge Advocate General of the Navy. And during that period of time, and as the Dean of a law school, I feel very strongly that it is critically important for the United States to adhere to and promote the rule of law. You know, if we don't do that, if we don't promote the rule of law, we will have lost the war on terror because the bad guys will have done to us what they wanted to do to us anyway. And therefore, I think that it is absolutely necessary that we have people in place who will do whatever is necessary in order to ensure that we continue to support the rule of law. And I don't think that Judge Gonzalez, in the areas in which I am familiar, at least, with regard to the Geneva Conventions and the War on Terror, has done that in an adequate way. And indeed, to the contrary, he's sort of thrown the rule of law over the side, it seems to me.
Now, your bio is encyclopedic, you were a JAG officer?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about your position there. I mean, just because you have the expertise to understand the rule of law, for folks out there, just tell us a little bit about yourself and about some of your colleagues that are moving to try to block this monster.
Sure. You know, as the Judge Advocate General of the Navy, you're responsible for ensuring that the Navy lawyers throughout the world and the Marine Corps assist the United States in every way they can in complying with the rules that are laid out that we all try to adhere to, both domestically and internationally. Because, you know, it's not really a rule of law if you only apply it when it's convenient. It may be something else, but it ain't a rule of law in those circumstances. So that myself and some others have been concerned about this particular nomination, because of that aspect of it. You know, Judge Gonzalez in January of 2002 authored a memo to the president in which he said that the Geneva Conventions were quaint and obsolete. And he went on to say that we really don't want the Geneva Conventions to apply because if they do, it will inhibit the war on terror. To me, that's a very short-sighted perspective.
You know, well, we also, Admiral, have all these reports where they've told the Pentagon and others, hey, we're even above federal law. Do whatever you want, I mean, then we have a dictatorship or we have absolute despotism when people are claiming that the president is above the law.
Yeah, that's right. There was there have been memos that that put forth that opinion, that there was a memo that said that as commander-in-chief, he didn't have to comply with certain laws in his execution of the war on terror. But we are, you know, we are a nation of laws. That's our heritage. And for decades and decades, the United States has justifiably and honorably held itself out as, you know, a paragon of the rule of law and an advocate on behalf of human rights.
Well, doesn't that extrapolate out to barbecuing children on the front lawn? I mean, if I'm above the law and I'm the president, I mean, I'm your sovereign, the law flows from me. That's diametrically opposed to the Magna Carta of 1214 or the Declaration of Independence of 1776 or the ratified Constitution of the several states. I mean, this is 180 from what America is. We're not America anymore if we do not have this basic code.
I think that changing that those kinds of fundamental understandings about adherence to the basic rules that we have all adhered to over the years, it does fundamentally change the United States in a way that I think probably most Americans don't want it changed. Because, you know, the rules are there to protect all of us. They're not there to inhibit us. They're there to protect us. And the Geneva Conventions, for example, are there not to protect U.S. We originally were not conceived as being there to protect the enemy from U.S. troops. They were to protect, in our concept, the U.S. troops from the enemy. So, that, you know, we have sort of, we've made some sort of fundamental changes to our understanding of how the rules should apply and the reasons they apply and the reasons the United States should be advocating on behalf of them in a way that I think is not helpful to the United States.
All right, we're talking to former Judge Advocate General. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely correct.
Yeah, John Hudson. And so really the head of the Navy's legal arm and an expert on the law, and we're so honored again to have you on, sir. Look, I mean, it's common sense to me, and I'm no former Judge Advocate General of the Navy, but I've read the Constitution Bill of Rights. I know that in Vietnam, you know, those dirty North Viet Cong, those regulars, they're torturing our airmen. They're making them give false confessions. They're the scum of the earth. Ooh, Joseph Mengele, he tortures people. You know, the Inquisition. I mean, it's just the bedrock that torture and all of this is bad, and the president and the government has to adhere to the law to an even higher standard than the people. And now we have the White House saying, no, we're above all that. I mean, I can't think really of anything more terrifying.
Really, nobody's above the law. And if you permit anybody to be above the law, you head down a slippery slope that none of us wants to peer over. And you're right. Throughout the years, throughout the wars, World War II, Vietnam, the first Iraq War, we very scrupulously adhered to the Geneva Conventions and tried as best we could to enforce them. That does not mean, on the other hand, that the enemy is always going to do that. The problem is, however, if we're no better than the enemy, what's the point of fighting the war? If we give up our soul, if we give up our heritage in order to preserve it, What's the point of fighting? We might as well just give it up and save all the bloodshed. And so that's the concern, I think, that a lot of people have about the direction that the administration is taking, at least with regard to the Geneva Conventions and the rule of law.
Again, we're talking to former Judge Advocate General of the Navy, John Hudson, and retired Rear Admiral, and now Dean and President of the Franklin Pierce Law Center in Concord, New Hampshire. And the reports are saying that you and others are moving, trying to formulate something to block Gonzalez. You know, whether it's the Village Voice on the left or conservative publications, because of him being pro-abortion and pro-open border, really the grassroots doesn't like Mr. Gonzalez, but the establishment does. Number one, why do you think the establishment likes him? And number two, how do we stop him from being our new attorney general?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny that you should say that. You know, as I said, I spent 28 years in the Navy, and I'm the dean of a law school. I kind of think of myself as the establishment.
most of the Republicans, you know, Congress.
No, I understand completely, and I take your point. And I think that the interesting thing about it is that issues like this are issues where Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives, come together. I'm a registered Republican. I've been a Republican my whole life. I think being a Republican myself, I think being a Republican means, you know, adhering to laws and honoring your international obligations and promoting human rights and all those kinds of things. That to me is a very Republican point of view. Undermining those kinds of things isn't Republican or Democrat. It's just something out there that happens in other countries, but you don't like to see it happen in the United States. You
know, that was certainly eloquently said, but I mean, why don't you spell it out? Is it the D word or the T word, or is it a combination of despotism and tyranny you're talking about?
Well, I'm not gonna buy into your characterization of it. Although I think that it raises specters that none of us like to think about. I mean, we had an election. The current administration won rather handily, but that doesn't mean that people shouldn't speak out. You know, the great strength of America, I think, has always been our ability, our willingness to speak out. And if people feel inhibited, if people come to believe that it's somehow, in some kind of way, unpatriotic to voice their opinions, that would be a terrible, terrible loss for the United States.
You know, let me respectfully tell you something. Every week, people who wear Peace on Earth shirts are arrested. You can have 500 Bush supporters on a street corner. One guy has a No Blood for Oil public street. They arrest him, felony charge, convicted in North Carolina this year. I mean, I see these cases literally. It's almost every day now, sir. So you talk about we don't want a chilling effect. I think that chilling effect is here.
Well, and that's why I raise it, because I know there are concerns about it, and that's part of the problem that we have with some of the nominations and confirmations, I think, is that it shouldn't take courage to speak out. You know, it shouldn't be something that you have to worry about, to speak out in thoughtful, respectful opposition to various actions that your government may take. You know, the loyal opposition fills a very, very important role in our government. And if they step back from, if the loyal opposition steps back from their responsibility and lets the government in power, at this point, the Republicans, the present administration, just have their way, there's no checks and balance. And it is not a system that the United States and Americans are familiar with.
Well, sir, again, we have the former Judge Advocate General of the Navy on with us, a dean of a major law school on the East Coast up in New Hampshire. I've got just a few other questions for you. We're about to go to break. I hope we can keep you through the short break. But I've got to get this out. It sounded like a few minutes ago you were alluding to something that's very central to my heart and to jurisprudence and what America is supposed to be, the United States. That just because Bush won the election doesn't mean he has a mandate to destroy the Bill of Rights. In a republic, the minority is protected as well as the majority, and in this and Bush kind of going, it's a democracy, and now you elected me, so I'm above the law. Can you speak to that?
Well, it's an interesting point. You know, we heard you talked about, you know, kinds of words. We heard the M word very much after the election, the mandate word. You know, one person's mandate's another person's tyranny, I think. And I think that when you win an election, there are certain things that rights that come along with that. But you know, those rights, as you very eloquently point out, are tempered by the rights of the minority. And, you know, we can't let the majority trample on those rights. And, but it can happen if the minority abdicates its responsibility, and I think that there is a responsibility, whether, you know, you're on the minority as a Democrat or if you're on the minority side on a particular issue, because, you know, Democrats and Republicans kind of go back and forth on various issues sometimes, and if people feel strongly about a particular issue, whether it's a confirmation or whether it's Social Security or whatever it may be, you know, the First Amendment is not the First Amendment, you know, by chance, I think. It is the first and greatest amendment, and we need to exercise that whenever we have the opportunity. Which
all right, Admiral, we've got a break. John Hudson, a retired Rear Admiral, a former Judge Advocate General of the Navy. We'll come back and talk about how we stop Gonzalez. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we just got about 3 minutes left with retired Admiral, former Judge Advocate General of the Navy, Marine Corps, the whole nine yards. Just wonderful to have him on. We've had on so many senators and congressmen and others, but this is great. And he's a conservative, and I commend him for what he's doing. I mean, to have the man who'll be the chief lawyer, the chief law enforcement officer, going, "We're above the law! Torture! Yippee! It's wonderful! Bush is God!" I mean, that's got a lot of conservatives worried. And, oh, and don't worry, you know, later we'll get Democrats in, and we'll have these precedents set for all of this. Imagine a Bill Clinton type with all these powers. Same thing with the Patriot Act. Admiral, just in a nutshell, why are you so concerned about Gonzales? How do we stop him? I mean, you talked in the break, we talked about the brazenness of all this.
Well, I'm concerned because I don't think he represents the best of America, the ideals, the aspirations of America. I think he represents the kind of dark underbelly that we don't want to particularly.
I was about to say the dark side.
Yeah, yeah. So I you know, we're somewhat limited, I suppose, in the tools that we have. I mean, talking to reporters and to talk show people and trying to write op-ed pieces, you know, climbing on the roof and baying at the moon. I mean, all of those things, I think, tend to create a momentum. Now, the confirmation hearing is going to be pretty soon, so, you know, over the holidays, and, you know, momentum tends to slow down in the holidays, but I think that you know, people need to sit up, Americans need to sit up and kind of open their eyes real wide and say, hey, wait a minute, this ain't the kind of guy that I want to be the chief law enforcement officer of the United States of America, by the way. So, and then, you know, let their senators, and particularly the people on the Judiciary Committee, know that they're displeased about this, and, you know, they want the hard questions asked, you know, ensure that the United States Senate and the Judiciary Committee fully and fairly and completely exercise their constitutional responsibility to inquire into this in their advice and consent role, and not just abdicate that responsibility because it's the first confirmation hearing, and there's the mandate, and blah blah blah. This is an important position. We need to make sure that we have the right person in it, and somebody that will represent us.
Well, sir, we also have this partisanship like it's a football game. I know conservatives will go, I don't care if he's pro-abort. I don't care if he's for open borders. I don't care if he's for torture. We can't let the Democrats win. I mean, that is just mindless.
Well, it's not the Democrats winning. That's, you know, that's Americans winning.
Exactly.
At some point, you have to put partisan politics aside.
There's plenty of good people for this position. Admiral, folks can check out the website there at the law school. Tell us that website, please.
The website is piercelaw.edu if you want to go to law school and find out about law school. It's a great place to look. My email, if people want to communicate with me, is jhudson@piercelaw.edu.
Or type in Admiral John Hudson, Hutson, into a search engine, read some of the articles and material that's out there, and it's also on Infowars.com. Admiral, thanks for all the time, your busy schedule. Have a great holiday.
Yeah, you too. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Take care, sir.
Bye, sir.
Another amazing interview. In the last 40 seconds I have, grab a pen and paper, please. The specials on my videos, as low as $5.95 a piece, ends in 4 days. Great gifts. You can put in the address of where you want it sent when you call or you write or you go online. Incredible discounts right now for only a few more days. Infowars.com. You can order online. Look at all the specials. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order the films at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. These specials are amazing. These films are powerful. Or PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can get a membership and watch them all online. Third hour coming up. More news, more info.